Hello, everyone. So, vaccine mandate supporters, do you like my new spinning backdrop? I hope so, because I made it especially for you, to drive home the point to you of who and what you really are. In relation to the treatment of Jews prior to and during the Second World War, we often hear the question, how could the German people be so cruel to their fellow humans? And of course, we've all heard the usual response, that the average German citizen was usually not aware of what Hitler and his generals were doing. If you compare that to what's going on in Australia right now, one can plainly see how the vaccine mandate proponents are in many regards worse than Nazi supporters. Why? Because they plainly know that unvaccinated people are being discriminated against and are being denied fundamental rights, yet they're actually happy about it, going around gloating about it, and even getting off on the fact that other people, as long as it's not them, are being denied basic freedoms. Here's a great example of how this mindset works. Here's a COVID Nazi named Mark Fennell, journalist and TV presenter by trade, in other words, expert on nothing, devoid of human integrity but abundant on helium speak, being asked the question, why are unvaccinated people being treated like second-class citizens?
Mark, when we look at people who have decided not to get vaccinated, some are against vaccination, some are frightened, some don't have the information.
None of those things are the reason. You people just don't get it, do you? Vaccination Nazis just don't have the mental capacity to understand what makes them vaccination Nazis. The actual point is, my right to choose whether or not or what it is that's injected into my body. That's the issue. It doesn't matter about the virus. It doesn't matter about the vaccine. It doesn't matter about misinformation or education or alternate information or miseducation. What matters is that mandating people being injected is evil at every level, even if they were being injected with lolly water. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'm not anti-vax, but I can tell you now, I'm never going to get vaccinated. Why? Because you keep telling me I must and are threatening me if I don't. And go on, laugh and tell me I deserve to die because I don't believe the same as you. That's right, you fucking Nazi.
And it seems that compassion has disappeared a little bit out of this conversation. Yeah. We're no longer perhaps trying to win people over. We're just putting them in that corner and saying, you've made that decision. Yeah. And then, so if you look at those original AMA comments, then you're not welcome in the health system, which have since been clarified, yeah, of course.
They weren't clarified at all. They were backpedaled on. If my viewers are wondering what are the comments in question, don't worry. I'll show you what that vaccination Nazi said right after we finish with what this vaccination Nazi says.
Why do you think these people are being treated so badly?
Well, I don't know about
that. And do you agree with it?
Yeah, I don't know that treated so badly is necessarily the way I would frame it.
And now you know how the average German citizen was able to turn a blind eye to the differential treatment of their fellow citizens along class lines. They just framed it differently.
I think there's been an enormous amount of education, there's been an enormous amount of outreach, there's been an enormous amount of resources and availability has been made of different forms of vaccines have been offered up to this group of people.
This group of people. This guy just oozes vaccinated master race superiority from every pore of his being. Notice how he's not addressing the question at all. He offers nothing to explain why the unvaccinated COVID Jew is being treated badly, just spews the glory of being part of the vaccinated master race.
I think there's certainly...
If I can interrupt, though, I would suggest that there's just been as compelling misinformation through other channels as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Look...
Don't you love how these clowns pretend to acknowledge that their opposition has valid points and then go on to demonstrate that they don't consider the validity of any opposing viewpoint whatsoever?
You cannot solve this problem with one big ad campaign. This is something that's going to be solved in pockets of communities, communities with that hold different concerns around the medical history, the medical community. It's going to come down to family members, community leaders. It's going to come down to people who are really embedded in different communities, whatever communities they may well be, to really make that difference. And that last step, you know, right now I think we're at about 92% in my state, in New South Wales, in terms of first dosage.
You see, it's not about respecting the right of choice of that 10% or whatever number they attribute to the problem, as they describe unvaccinated people. It's about making sure those remaining few COVID Jews comply with the order. You know, so that the continuing vaccination Gestapo can say, "Show me your papers," when you attempt to enter Coles for some frozen chicken wings.
We're close. We're really, really close. And I think as the mass of the state that I live in, you know, kind of moves to being fully vaccinated, there will be a bit of a like, oh, everyone else is doing it, I might as well too. It must be safe. I think some of that will kick in. But ultimately, I think this last stage is going to come down to family members and people who have direct links into these groups and sometimes one-to-one. And you know what? The best piece of, you know, kind of health information that's been out there has been basically arming people with information and how to talk to your friend who's vaccine hesitancy. That's the stuff that I reckon is the most important.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that I think is really moving the needle these last few steps.
You see, I was thinking, rather than me having to shut the fuck up and listen to you on why I should get vaccinated, I was thinking of perhaps you shutting the fuck up and listening to me as to why I don't want to get vaccinated. Tell me, vaccination Nazi, how does that last proposition sound to you?
Hitler convinced the German people that the Jews were their enemy and the cause of their problems. He then created an atmosphere of racial intolerance and hatred of people deemed to be racially inferior.
Australian premiers, medical bureaucrats, and the mainstream media convinced the Australian public that unvaccinated people were their enemy and the source of their problems. They then created an atmosphere of intolerance and hatred of people deemed to be unvaccinated.
So every genocide, whether it's Rwanda, the Holocaust, begins with we versus them. So Hitler used the Jews and later other people as scapegoats for all that was wrong in Germany, particularly the economic woes. So he set up the we versus them. He institutionalized them.
Now on the subject of the institutionalization of the us versus them mentality, let's now hear the aforementioned statement by the Victorian president of the AMA, Australian Medical Association.
Well, more than 780 people are presently being treated in Victorian hospitals, and with the peak of cases still some months away, medical practitioners are clearly over it.
We know as we reopen it's the unvaccinated who are going to get COVID. A whole lot of these people are passionate disbelievers that the virus even exists, and they should notify their nearest and dearest and ensure there's an advance care directive that says, if I'm diagnosed with this disease caused by a virus that I don't believe exists, I will not disturb the public hospital system and I'll let nature run its course.
Which is not only a statement that confirms his vaccination Nazi status, but also confirms that in this new era of diversity and inclusion, that even those with a profound intellectual impairment can rise to be state president of the AMA. I say that because it should be evident to anyone with a functioning brain that someone who thinks the way he doesn't shouldn't be president of the AMA. I mean, does this goon even understand the concept of universal healthcare and what universal healthcare is meant to mean in this country? I mean, let's take pea platers who wrap themselves around a tree and deny them any medical care because it's their fault they were driving too fast. Or we deny Roderick Cashew Brain's brother treatment for his liver complaint because he brought it upon himself by drinking alcohol. And to think that this so-called president of the Victorian AMA is all for letting people die if they don't believe what he believes. What a disgusting excuse for a human. And yes, a fucking vaccination Nazi.
It's not surprising that the nurses in the Nazi era got caught up in all this. The propaganda was everywhere about killing people who were considered life unworthy of life. Useless feeders was the term they used. The nurses were the ones who held the children while they were being killed. They gave them the overdoses of drugs. They were the ones who put them out on the verandas to die of hypothermia. The nurses were the ones who withheld the feeding so the children would die of starvation.
In that last segment of documentary, we heard the claim, the propaganda was everywhere. Nothing changes, does it? Because here in Australia right now, the propaganda is everywhere. Now we hear from various state governments that restrictions will only be eased when the population reaches 90% fully vaccinated, and only for the fully vaccinated. Do you see what they're doing? They're trying to shift responsibility for your loss of freedom away from themselves and onto the unvaccinated Jew. If restrictions aren't eased by such and such a date, it will be because we didn't reach our vaccination target. In other words, it will be the fault of the unvaccinated. Complete and utter bullshit, of course. Draconian restrictions will always only ever be the fault of those that imposed the draconian restrictions to begin with, no matter what media-facilitated deflections are attempted to be created. State governments are, in actuality, trying to get the vaccinated master race to turn on the unvaccinated Jew for something that they themselves manufactured. If vaccines do actually work, then the vaccinated people have absolutely nothing to fear from unvaccinated people. Now listen to this segment from a US report regarding protests around the world against vaccine mandates and COVID passports. I've trimmed it down and so doesn't include protests in France, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Israel and others, but I've left a couple of countries in so you can hear the comparison of how they're reported on compared to Australia.
Thousands of Greek citizens have been taken to the streets for the past few months to protest the country's COVID passports and mandates. Some healthcare workers are required by law to be vaccinated. And Greek citizens who are fully vaccinated are issued freedom passports, which allow them unrestricted access to anywhere they want to go. The Minister of Health said the goal was to protect the vaccinated, but also to protect the unvaccinated, who are much more at risk. Romanians have also been protesting against COVID passports. Thousands of people took to the streets in a massive display with signs that read, "Freedom without certificates." Slovenians were met with water cannons during their protests. Thousands of people are angry over their country's vaccine passports to enjoy a normal life. And Australia, well, Australia is a whole other story. I could do an entire segment on just what's been happening there. But the long and short of it in regards to protests is people are not only targeted with water cannons and rubber bullets, their police are actually beating them with batons and they're being met with other violence. It's quite insane what's going on in Australia right now.
Yeah, nice. But what were some other ways that the master race discriminated against those that weren't pure?
Jewish children can no longer go to their regular school. People cannot keep their jobs at the university or other professions.
Lose your job if you belong to a certain class of people. That sounds familiar.
But many of the nurses were the ones who actually carried out the injections. But for a long time, nurses were the agents of the physicians, and the physicians in the Nazi period were agents of the state. So that's very important because physicians were no longer asked to care for patients, but to care for the state, the folk, the German folk. And so what was good for the state was what was important, not what was good for an individual patient.
Oh, you mean like how we're constantly told that we need to get vaccinated to protect the community as a whole? You know, we need to get jabbed as individuals so as to protect everyone else?
The notion that the health of the public is more important than the health of the individual. So consequently, to remove an unhealthy element was seen as good.
Yep. It's like the comparisons between Nazi Germany and contemporary Australia just keep piling up. But to conclude this video, there doesn't appear to be any anti-vaxxers telling others or promoting to others that they themselves shouldn't get vaccinated. They're only trying to stand up for their own rights, not to impose on others. The same can't be said for the vaccination Gestapo. Their mission is to make sure everyone complies with their worldview and to demonise and persecute any and all who won't comply. That's the difference, and that's the real disease that's affecting a far greater percentage of the Australian population than COVID ever will.